to be honest, I was surprised at how strong the Pats team was when the team sheets came in. All their top performers, as you would call them, were all on the pitch. So I think that gave a real focus to the team going out. And in the early stages of the game, we were exceptional, played some brilliant football, could have scored more, and really happy with the night's work. Some really good attacking play, and we know going forward that we need to be more ruthless. I keep talking about taking the next step as a team, but we know where we've let ourselves down at times this year, and that can't be the case going forward. We have to learn from that. It's good on our own, not in goal difference, so it's good to get on our own, and I think there's been parts of the season that have been very, very good as well. It's important not to forget that. There's been some really good displays, particularly from the summer onwards, some brilliant football, and if we can continue that, and if we can add one or two in key areas along with the group that we have, then I'm confident that we can go on and do something a bit better. There's different ways you can look at it. Last year we came second, won the cup and done one round in Europe. This year we've came second and done three rounds in Europe and got knocked out of the cup and out of Europe in penalties. So I suppose that'll be based on opinions, but what I am happy with is the balance of the squad, and I know that if we can bring in two or three, I'm happy with the balance of the squad and the numbers. If we can bring in two or three to supplement certain areas, then it's probably the happiest, to be honest, Eric, that I've been with the balance of the squad. I want to bring players to the club who can score goals, whether that's wide players who can score goals, whether it's we've come up short in that department. I know if you look at the goals for, it'll be up there with one of the highest, but there's been too many games that we haven't scored in this year, and we need, whether it's wide players, centre forwards, scoring goals from set plays, midfield players, we need to score more goals. It's the bottom line, and when we're recruiting and when we're looking at what we do next, then that has to be a priority. We're in the market for good players, and he's a good player, as are a lot of players who, to be honest, we're in a league now where clubs are signing players on longer deals. It's not the case where we're in the market for good players, and he's a good player. Patrick goes now and he travels to Sweden in the next couple of weeks and goes to get an operation on possibly both his Achilles. We could start him tonight because we knew there was nothing after this game. He'll probably be sore now for a week or so. So that's the plan. As you said yourself, you've seen how influential he was on the game. If we can get him fit and healthy, then we know that we've got the top player in the country. As I said, we need to be more ruthless, or we would have had six. But listen, we have really, really talented players at the club. We have players that can score goals, but we need more of them. If you look at clubs and that are successful in one leagues and right around Europe, they have six or seven players that can get in and around double figures. And that's what we need.